Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to... Oh, that was a harsh fade.
Well, it had been going on far too long. This is really loud. Hello. Oh, that's just still loud.
Wow, he's trying to figure out how...
Hello.
How all things work.
Well, that one says monitor. What?
It's headphones, mate. Headphones ain't monitor.
So, welcome
to this week's episode of The Boost Factor.
Yeah, so we should change the bus count to, I think, one I saw. I tweeted out about it.
I only saw one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I tweeted out because there was actually a crash here yesterday.
That's crazy. Crash?
Yeah. Serious
condition?
What did
condition? The bus crash
into? Person.
Oh, shit.
Pedestrian.
See, that makes it sound like it was the bus's fault, but
it
in reality...
It potentially was. In reality, we don't know whose fault it is.
Debatable.
The person could have been crossing on a green man and the bus might have been running a red light.
I've seen where it happened.
Yeah, it happened right by the lights.
No, it happened significantly further than the
lights. Oh, like a meter away from the lights. It's like that girl there. Or like that person over there.
Yeah, like that person over there. Yeah.
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 A meter's not that far.
That's not a meter, buddy. That's more like 10 meters.
Yeah, five. I think the wine did come.
I thought you were going to say the whiner came. I was like, geez, man, come down.
Yeah, the whiner. Did you bring me a warm beer? No, good.
Yeah. So what are we talking about this week anyway? That crash, obviously.
Yeah, so we do have a crash. Well, no idea if the B-rolls work. Yeah, this is that person.
Carry on.
We do have B-roll, but we won't do it right now.
Yeah, of course not.
This table is not
Ease
here.
He's into it.
Normally have a table. Oh! Should we
easy.
Bump that up?
There's just one, right? The other one was yellow.
Yeah, the other one was yellow.
Mana bus, more like no mana, because mana is respect, and you have no respect after running a red light.
But yeah, I find it interesting because
that they run red lights.
No, so we had this crash that resulted in someone going to hospital.
Someone stepped in front of a bus and got fucked up. Yep. That's factual. That's factual.
Potentially. Yeah, serial.
Not potentially. No, that's what happened. That's not potentially about that.
And so the buses, you would hope that they drive a bit more safely.
Would you?
Yeah, you would hope.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not hope?
I don't know.
Hope.
Hope, maybe. No, I don't hope that. Like, hope implies...
No, you hope that something happened. You know, ever since we started this show, is there an echo?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Is that meant to be?
So that's how we reconfigured the audio to have it buzzless.
Right.
We increased the latency. It has more time to process the audio before it feeds it back.
Right, that's cool. That's just a bit trippy.
You should try using these fucking headphones, buddy.
Yeah, you're like half a second more. Mm-hmm. What was I thinking? Buses?
Yep.
No, what about buses? I was on a rant, and then I was like, is this echoing?
Sorry. You're saying we started the show.
Yeah. So ever since we started the show, you said that you really wish a severe accident happens.
And go down and take pictures. Yep.
And so when this severe accident happened yesterday.
Do you mean an hour after the accident happened or when it happened?
An hour after. Okay. But as soon as I knew about it. Not too long after they got taken away.
Okay. Well, after everyone was taken away, regardless.
I said, do you want to go down with your camera? And you said,
take photos of a bus.
Yeah. Oh, not just of a bus.
Blood splatters.
Blood splatter.
Ooh.
Broken windshield.
Ooh, that
cops everywhere.
Cops everywhere.
There were actually cops everywhere. Oh. Were there cops everywhere?
How many cops were there?
There were, when we first went down, there were like 10?
10. Three cars. Okay. Yeah. There's a decent amount of cops. I wouldn't say it's cops everywhere, but I'll give it to you.
Felt like a movie. Ooh.
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 What else do we have on the non-crash news?
So we do have some news.
You've written that down in the wrong order.
Yeah, we have.
We have? Yeah. No, you have.
You had absolutely no input to writing down.
Do you see the other font color there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one I wrote down.
Yeah, you wrote down in the wrong order then.
What?
Yeah.
Nah.
Where do you want to start on the order?
Oh. It's not start with the top two. It's go down lower. Maybe the third one there?
Third one?
Yeah.
The G-Man.
The G-Man, yeah.
Ooh, should we talk about the G-Man?
Yeah. It's pretty good, actually. I don't know if we ever talked about the bug on the show.
Nah, we didn't.
Take it through us. Take it through for us, buddy. I talked about someone extensively about it. I don't remember who, though. Maybe my girlfriend. I think it was someone non-technical.
I think I remember the name. I can look up the name if I've forgotten, but yeah. So, you know how every bug these days has a catchy name?
Yeah. Or a not catchy name.
Domain and a... yeah, so this bug was kind of old. It's like from the start of the week. Just putting it there.
The bug? Oh, you said this bug. Okay, the bug class, if you call it a bug class.
Oh, I wouldn't really call it a bug class. It's a...
If you call it a bug, then...
Wow, hard to know. Like, it was a bug in quite
should
a few
we, should things. We say specifics? Anyway, we're talking about the bug class, and that's not the right word, but the idea of bug is the...
Ticket tracker, I think?
That's the name of the... I don't think I ever heard it called that. It's the kind of, like, bug thing where you basically abuse, like, help desk systems that have email address functionality to kind of, like... gain access to emails that only get sent to internal email addresses.
Yeah, so sense. Like bug trackers will be able to, you'll email to an email and it creates a bug for you or updates the bug.
Yeah.
And normally that email is on the same domain as the company.
Yeah, and so for example, helpdesk at Google or whatever.
Yeah, and so you can use that to sign up for the company, say Google.
Yeah.
As like a valid Google address. So you would think that's not what happened in this case.
Why would I think that?
I don't know, because Google's Google. Bulletproof.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah. Yeah, there is that idea, yeah, that big better.
But yeah, so that's the bug class we were going to talk about with this recent bug, which is in Google.
We are talking about it. We're not going to talk. we weren't going to talk about it so much as we are, right? Or are you saying we're not going to
talk about talking it? About the background of the bug.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Some guy,
saying, yeah, okay, gotcha.
Some guy, he found a few issues in Google. So, like, Google have a bug bounty. Yeah, they've got a bug bounty, and they've also got a bug tracker, but it's not public.
The bug tracker is public.
The bug tracker is public, but you can't...
There's restricted projects on it.
Yeah. There's very restricted. Like, public view, you can see, like, three things, I think. Yeah. But if you're working on a bug related to Google, they'll invite you to more and more things.
Yeah.
And so he saw that and he was like, yeah, I'll have a little test on it. And he worked out you could do a bunch of stuff.
Dude, this bus has got his light on.
He's indicating.
He's indicating.
Golden goose. How many golden geese do you think we're going to see tonight?
Tonight? Zero. But...
Shall we add a counter for golden geese?
Hang on. Are you going to include B-roll geese here?
Oh, maybe.
Nah. Hang on. Let's have a look, though, and see what this boy's up to.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Yeah, so Google, bug tracker, this guy, he basically got access to the bug tracker. And he was like, okay, cool, let's see what I can do. Mm-hmm. And he noticed, oh, I can like star projects that aren't mine and I get notified about them.
Yep.
And he thought, wow, that's like pretty good. Turns out you don't actually get that much.
Yeah, okay, so he can just kind of like no access control on starring projects. Bugs, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind
of useful if you could.
I've seen a bunch of stuff like that, but
you combine
like
it with like the Project Zero stuff, because then that'd be useful if you get a Project Zero notification before anyone else.
Yeah, potentially. So
potentially.
What? Fuck you. Oh, not allowed to say that, am I?
Oh, say what?
Only if we. I said the F word.
No, we're allowed to swear. We put it. We're a. He didn't turn. He put his light on. He didn't turn.
Only if we put it on iTunes, we're not, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Which we are going to do, just...
Oh, no, we're allowed to swear, but we weren't allowed to talk about some stuff.
Yeah, can't talk about sex or anything, I think. So, fuck yes, fucking no.
Yeah. Oh, nah. But yeah, so he worked out, tried to sign up, need a @google.com address. So it's not using their normal authentication thing, like... Normally,
yeah,
it's like
single sign on. It's
not using the single sign on. You just
that's
have
really
have,
common actually to have just like an @ email address.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Well, I have one because this bug I have I can send emails to bugblah@google.com. Yeah, gotcha. So he tried that, and it worked.
Did he combine it with those two things, did he?
So not quite.
Yeah.
There was a third thing. Because once he got that, he could see a bunch more, but he couldn't like see details on it.
Yeah.
But from that, he found that there was a... You could just send a post request saying, hey, include me in the CC list on this bug.
Gotcha. So that was completely unauthed as well.
Unauthed, yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, so there's, I guess, the entire... The majority of those bugs kind of class are just like missing authentication, aren't they? Which is kind of surprising, like that nowadays that happened. I'm guessing this bug system has been around for a long time to have that kind of bug in it, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I talked to people I know at Google. Well, no, I'm no longer at Google.
Yeah.
That bug tracker is just used for everything. Like everything Google does goes through that bug tracker.
Yeah. I mean, even their open source projects like exclusively use it.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show that, yeah, they use it. They like it.
And getting information out is pretty good.
Yeah.
So he got paid some money. It wasn't actually that much.
How much was it?
15,600.
For like bug tracker access, I'd say that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So he did write up saying he thought it would be more, but he kind of understands why it's not. Because as soon as people notice like, hey, there's this random guy on the CC list.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, oh, there's a bug.
Hold up, but once he got signed up with an @google.com email address, he could see everything, right? So then you wouldn't be able to tell.
I can't remember in the story.
Because he might have been fast enough to, like, say, make a Chrome bug that's public, right? Now sign up with an @google email address, send it to the bug he just created. He's now an @google employee. He goes and deletes the bug completely and hopes no one notices.
Yeah. He also found a bunch of other things that just use an @Google to sign up.
Yeah.
He can, like, get some Uber-like thing.
Uber-like thing?
So they have, like, a Google tripper.
Gotcha. For, like, Google employees in San Fran or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Fucking...
And he was like, yeah, I'm going to get a free ride.
Goddamn tech bros with all their stupid things.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Pretty sweet. That story.
I mean, we're going to see that crop up more and more, right? I guess the reason it's kind of cool is because Google made the mistake. If Google can make the mistake, so can anyone.
Yeah, I mean, Google, it goes to show that even like the big companies that you think are bulletproof are not.
I mean, what company do you think is bulletproof?
None.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, apart from ours.
Ours. We're not a big company. It's
solid.
Okay. Like, AWS seems pretty solid. But that's just because they manage their volumes pretty well, right?
Yeah.
The same with Google. The reason those companies are solid isn't because they don't have bugs. It's because when they find bugs, they fucking deal with them.
Yeah, so these bugs were fixed within the hour.
Yeah, which is fucking great. Yeah. Though Google has the advantage of being big enough that they get a team to deal with that.
Yeah.
So.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Is she drinking our beer?
Oh, shit. Someone else coming in here and drinking our beer? She's getting a little lippy about it as well.
Jeez. She'll bring us wine next week.
Good. Good. Are we here next week or is it the week after we're not here?
No. Oh, yeah. Actually, do we want to do a live show?
No. Not really.
Oh, yeah. I might be busy on the Thursday as well.
Yeah, we've got a conference to go to. B-Sides, for those who don't know, B-Sides is Wellington's premier conference this year and never again. But for this year, it'll be the best.
She's giving me the evils because I can't make book group that she's missed like the last two times.
Ooh.
Had to get rescheduled, then she still couldn't make it.
Ooh.
Anyway.
You got a bottle opener?
Oh, do you not?
No, I left it on my desk. Anyway, yeah, B-Sides, pretty good. I'm speaking there. You speaking there?
No, I'm not speaking.
Who was speaking there? Si speaking there, our bosses.
Yeah.
But no one else? Yes?
No, I don't think anyone from here. Yeah, that's right. Hold it right next to the microphone.
No one could hear it. It's fine.
What would you propose as our next story?
We could go to the... We could change lanes here. Go for a lane switch.
Should we go?
Because this is what you've all been waiting for. We're going to talk about the crash.
Oh. Should we walk through what like happened with the crash?
We walk through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we got a Twitter light.
There we were. Just sitting in the office. Suddenly we hear sirens. What are the sirens?
We and actually didn't up. Hear we look sirens.
Out. Oh, hold up. Hold up. Let me. I'm going earlier in the day.
Oh, what's the super shuttle going?
He's allowed.
No, he's not.
Is he not?
No.
Is he a bus?
Bus only.
Is it a bus?
No, he's a taxi van.
It's a short bus.
Taxi van.
I'll take it. And we look outside and there's like a ambulance going down Courtney Place.
Oh, we're starting going at the down, start of the day. Yeah.
Going away from us on the stream. And then it like stops and starts to like U-turn in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Which was chaos. Someone runs out of the pharmacy downstairs and like directs them towards the pharmacy. And so they eventually go to the pharmacy.
So doing a U-turn in the street, it's...
An ambulance as
pretty
well.
Hard.
Yeah, it was...
So the ambulance nearly, like, knocked someone down.
Which is, once again, like...
It was mounting the curb. I was surprised.
Oh, yeah. Mounting the curb.
Mounting the curb backwards as well.
Ooh.
I thought we were not meant to talk about that.
Talk about what?
I believe innuendos probably count.
No way. That's not innuendo. I'm just really into ambulances mounting curbs.
Backwards.
You know what I mean.
So yeah, continue.
There we were, and you guys went downstairs. What was it like?
Down on the scene, it was chaos.
Chaos on the scene. Did chaos. You go into the pharmacy? Or did you
nah, we
it?
Like kind of walked past and saw
fucking
something.
Birdie. Look at the birdie right there.
Then we walked back. Nah, I don't think we can see him. Well, oh, we can.
I might have been able to. Look at him. He's trying to get out, but he's confused. He's like, "There's a wall here. How do if I keep walking along, I'll get to the."
So it turns out there was like just. A drug addict that wanted drugs from the pharmacy.
Oh, okay. So he was like, please give me drugs. And they were like...
Pretty much.
Yeah, it could be a different one, but yes. They were like... Okay, so he wanted drugs. And they didn't call the cops? They called the ambulance?
He looked like a druggie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
It was someone who looked like a druggie, and he was asking for drugs.
Well, we don't know. He was getting escorted out
into an ambulance. Someone went into an ambulance. That's the real story.
And he looked like a druggie.
He looked like a druggie. Okay, so here's the more likely story here. Some guy went to a pharmacy and was like, I'm having some kind of medical issue. And they were like, oh, dude, you need to see a doctor. Like, we're going to call an ambulance for you. That happens reasonably often.
I suppose.
I was at some place where it happened once. And it was really weird because the receptionist...
Oh, look, there's... Her.
Her.
My sister.
Look at her run.
Oh, she's going to catch a bus.
Nah. I gotcha. That's a very different story. Anyway, so we all came back up here.
So that wasn't...
Little did we know.
The incident. That was just the first of the day. The
first of many incidents. Da, da, da.
Yeah. U-turn on Manor Street.
We didn't get any pictures of that, but yeah. Anyway, there we were working.
We thought that was the end
we
of
hear,
it.
We go, Hugh, did you just receive a Facebook message? And Hugh says, oh my goodness, yes I did.
It actually makes cricket noises.
Sorry.
It goes,
really?
Something like that. I don't know, send me a Facebook message.
I don't have Facebook, dude.
Oh, well.
Nonetheless, there we were. And you said, oh golly gosh, I just realized I have missed a message. Oh goodness.
What the message
1 hour
say?
Ago. Someone was hit by a bus, or half an hour ago at some point.
No, I think it's the... Fuck, we talk a lot. Camera, question mark. Did you see? Question
Which is
mark.
Really ominous.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I was like, camera? What? Then I got a message saying, guy got hit by a bus downstairs. Mid-40s, apparently blood all over the place.
Dun, dun, dun.
We saw the fucked up bus and all the traffic.
Ooh.
And I'm like, going down.
This is when you ran down with Dave.
We were on the scene.
On the scene. Shall on we show scene. Some of that on the scene footage?
So this is what the bus looked like.
Dun, dun, dun. But you really can't actually see it that well. Can so you zoom if, in on that?
Oh, yeah, we can. Oh. That bit there, right at the edge.
That's
of the
not zoomed in. You haven't zoomed at all. You've just moved the image.
Yeah, how do you zoom?
Yeah, try this.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. And then, chef.
Here we are. You want to probably center that, not like weirdly put it on the side like that. There we are. You can see it is smashed up to heck.
And there is a ghost driving the bus.
What?
Well, like, look, there's a ghost driving the bus.
Do you mean there's no one driving the bus?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, did you have a paranormal experience down there? Of course, now, at this point, there's blood everywhere on the curb. We went down today, actually, and it had rained. There's still blood down there. It's pretty chaotic. But at this point, the traffic is blocked. There's, like, cops and shit down there, an ambulance. So
there are, like, three cop cars and lots of Go Wellington officials. Yeah,
blocking the road.
And this bus wasn't going anywhere.
Now, to give you an idea of where this was, you see these two buses here going through the lights right now.
This one bus, of them. Oh, we don't. We don't.
Oh, okay. If that guy hit a bus around, hit a person right around now, like the guys who had already gone through.
So this green bus, like now,
and the person's just died. Like, what about another guy just ran up? Okay, yeah. They're dead.
Pretty much there.
Which means all this traffic can't get through. And as you can see at this intersection, buses can't turn left. Unless, but they can quite a turn left.
They're a golden goose.
A golden goose can turn left here. So we have some B-roll of that.
Hopefully it works.
He's got a goosey.
It doesn't.
What the? Just make it work. What'd you do?
It's playing there.
It's kind of working. Loop maybe? Click loop.
Jesus, hit the sign.
Oh, no, not that. Loop just makes it loop.
Yeah, make it loop. Impossible. Don't hide saucepan playback in. That's dumb.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it's not playing for. Like, it's black there.
Well, yeah, where is it? On the.
Oh, fuck. It's like.
Hang on. Order. Move up.
No, it's like at the top. We need to center it.
Oh, is it not centered? You're
like, probably not. It's probably somewhere. Fit to screen.
Yeah. Well, there we are. Look at it.
Oh, should we.
Stuff in the start of it.
Yeah. So if
we
do that.
Here we are. Here he is.
So this is Golden Goose.
Golden Goose number one, of which there's many. And we know, oh, wait, this guy's indicating. What's up with...
Jesus, hit the sign.
They're indicating to turn left here.
No. Oh, should we do this and wait until a red light happens and then look at the B-roll?
Sorry, probably could have. Yeah, red light's hit me now. Look at it. Or is it a turner? Turner.
Yeah. Because we've actually got quite a lot of B-roll.
Yeah.
Not as much as one would hope.
Here we are, red lights out. So let's watch it through. Let's watch the B-roll through.
Goosey,
he is. He's trying to get past. For those of you who remember the original Golden Goose, nailed it. He was fucking perfect at it. He's good as this guy. This guy ain't got nothing.
He picked a bad time to go.
I can get the original Golden Goose.
Let's not do that.
The first Golden Goose was.
This is how long it's taken for him to get through.
And then he starts reversing into people just on the footpath.
This guy wasn't even the worst. Like, some people
nearly clips that sign, mounts the curb, nearly clips. Oh, there was some focus there in his finger.
There we are, he got through. But of course, he is not the only one.
All right, so.
Let's wait for the next red light and then we'll get the next one. One of these B-rolls takes 2 minutes to get through, by the way.
All right, yeah, cool. So we'll. Watch the buses.
If anyone has any questions about the crash, let us know. It's pretty crazy.
Stuff didn't really cover it that well.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I suppose they did. They actually worked out whether the guy was dead or not.
They did or they didn't do that?
They did work it out.
That's pretty good. We didn't know that.
Oh, what's this guy doing? What's
he's
oh.
He's not sure. He's got a tenner. Boom, sure. Boom, boom. There he is. He's through.
Do you think Metlink or stuff watching now?
Oh, who knows?
We did tweet them.
That's why they call us tweeters. Yeah, let's go to B-roll. Let's go to B-roll. Roll.
B-roll 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's really tiny now.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's do the fit to screen thing.
Oh, yeah, we can do it.
Oh, and people behind him.
Oh, my God. Oh, where's he going? He's trying to.
Screen. Control F. We'll remember that. Like, alright, so this is.
Oh, yeah, what's he? He went. Oh, yeah, okay, it started again. So he's going. He's going for it. He's got a green light to go.
Oh, did you see that? We'll just rewind a bit. There's a cable now. That is the official bus factor camera.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, someone.
Confused as to what you're doing. He's reversing. You know, he's almost heading. Like, see all those people behind them just running out of the way.
Then he decides, actually, I'm going to go. Just start again.
How did someone go, else? He just, or is he? No, he stopped. Oh, no, he's going. He's going.
Where is he going?
Yeah, swing around. Almost hit someone again. No, that was their fault. Like, none of those people crossing should have been crossing. It was illegal for them to cross, and they did it anyway. So if they got hit, I wouldn't have some.
No, I'm fighting.
Like, hey, we crossed on a red line and we got hit. How crazy.
They're really stupid people trying to cross.
Yeah, they really made it through.
Well, they don't expect any bus to do.
Oh, it's green light at the moment. No buses. There's one.
So we actually filmed that on a 4K camera.
We downscaled
because we know our listeners are used to this quality.
This camera is actually quite good at the moment compared to the other stuff we've been watching.
Oh, I shifted it and the focus went off the pole.
Nice. Is that what it is? This is non-pole focus bus factor. You don't get this often. This is a real
treat.
It's
like focused on a different pole. Maybe it's focused like it's on the black. Not focused on the white pole. It's focused
it
on
the
black.
It feels better than most weeks. Okay, let's go to the last B-roll here.
All right, the last one. Control. So this guy,
he's from on the ground.
Comes forward. Is this the one where the cop is like, no, no. So like, that's not that one. So there was one that a bus driver just like came straight.
To try and go down the road.
And to try and go straight. And then like, there was this cop that like just walked out and just go, no, no. Like arms waving like, no, no. And then the bus stopped.
Yeah.
Like as you should, if a cop's being like, don't.
Two buses like.
Oh yeah, and he's like, you have to go down that way. You have to go down that way. And this guy's like, oh, what's happening?
But surely they should know by now. Like it's been on the radios and stuff.
Oh, we thought it was on the radios, but then like heaps more buses really start coming. Yeah, we thought it was a temporary thing.
Yeah.
But so this cop was like, no, no, you can't go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he stopped.
Yeah.
Then he just kept on going.
Oh, my goodness.
And the cop was like, no, like, you have to stop. Like, you can't do this. And then, like, he just stopped in the middle of the road, blocked all the traffic going the other way. Geez.
Yeah, like, this is good because it's all blocked up here. And people are, like, walking in front and shit. Oh, this is what we love.
Oh, I think, are we missing one? No, we're not.
Yeah,
just...
yeah, you need to...
Yeah, there's another B-roll that I didn't put in because it was like fucking like 8 fucking gigs or something. And I was just like, I'm not going to try and transcode that.
Oh, that was multiple buses.
Yeah, but it was just like two. Like,
so now he reverses all the way back. So at one point there were 3 buses lined up and they had to like work out who was going to go.
No reversing when there's 3
and they just didn't cooperate. They just were all like, I want to go first.
Yeah. What silly billies. Yeah, this one's like a 2-minute long B-roll. Keep don't try and change sheen.
Oh yeah, we'll just go back. Yeah, so now he's like reversing
back. Is there a bus behind him?
Nah, that's going
the other
direction,
way. Yeah. Is he coming forward yet? Come on, bussy. He's been through like 2 cycles at this point as well. This is bus factor call.
Oh, and some people did come up to us and were like, oh, what happened? And we were just like, oh, we're filming people for our podcast. And
you
they
said
were like,
that. You didn't just say someone got hit by a bus. They clear. Oh, okay. What you're videoing. Okay, that makes more sense. Because what happened?
Look how far away he is. He could easily keep going.
Yeah.
But no, he's going to reverse.
Yeah. He's doing okay. I like how people are still crossing at this point, even though someone's just been hit by a bus and it's a red light.
Oh, like, no one knows someone got hit by a bus. The person wasn't.
Oh, really? They probably have an idea if there's like an ambulance and shit around. Anyway, he got through.
Yeah, no ambulance. The ambulance did take 25 minutes to get there, though.
Yeah, because it was still down there when you got there. 25 minutes?
No, he wasn't there.
You sure? I saw a picture where there was an ambulance in it.
Yeah, there was someone else. It was on.
Okay, so there was an ambulance down there for the chemist. Oh, okay, was that? Okay, I see. I gotcha. Yeah, because the 2 incidents, it makes it confusing which one is which.
Yeah, I don't know why you brought up the first one.
Because it was a picture. I thought you saw it. Oh, why I brought it up? Because it's an incident. Now we know. It would have made this really hard to follow what I'm talking about right now if we hadn't have said it. So.
See, no one else knows about the first incident.
Well, yeah, they do. We just told them. Now they know.
Fair enough.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah,
that's very true.
But yeah, so someone got critically injured.
Yeah.
You would think the buses, you would hope they'll be better.
They're
actually doing better. We've only
had
2.
I'd hope pedestrians were better. I'd hope pedestrians stopped walking in front of buses.
We're halfway through and we've only had 2 red light runners.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that busy today. If the bus driver went through a red light, I will say that, sure, it seems like he is by far the one more in the wrong. But balance of probability is probably just a person walked in front of a bus.
Yeah, but bus even drivers if he was speeding, stopping running red lights still reduces risk.
Yeah, it does. I agree. Like, bus drivers do increase the risk unnecessarily by both speeding and running red lights. But if a bus driver is going through a green light, even if he's speeding, and you stand in front of him,
oh yeah,
I'm
going to
say that's more your fault.
I would just say, I would hope that the bus drivers would try and reduce the risk.
That's the difference between you and me, Hugh. That's the difference. I'd fucking go for it, buses. Do it. You got to admit, it would be pretty good if it had happened during the bus factor.
It would have.
I reckon, would we have gone down there that at
long? Oh, we would have.
Depends how much we'd been drinking. Like, if I was this sober, probably not. Like, I haven't really been drinking yet. Give me another beer or two.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'll go down.
Do you want to talk us through the next story?
Is that the first story you want to talk about? The second from the bottom story. Okay, this one is the Tor browser bug. Weird that you picked this one, but whatever. So there was a bug in the Tor browser bundle that allowed people to be anonymized, which it's big news in that, like, it's a pretty crazy bug. Not crazy as in technical, it's crazy that it existed for so long. It looks like the file protocol handler can be called with some nifty shit to make some stuff happen. I don't actually know the context of the bug. I don't know if it's even been released yet, but it looks like a pretty interesting bug in terms of how simple it is. But of course, the other interesting thing is that for years, people have been like, hey, don't just rely on the Tor browser bundle to protect your IP address. You need something more than that. Normally, a virtual machine. If you're not using a virtual machine to access Tor, you're in for a pretty bad time. Unless you're using it to access, like, legit sites. And even then, we saw with the Freedom Hosting thing, the FBI doesn't mind including, like, kind of collateral damage, which is fair enough. You know, if I was trying to, like, arrest 10,000 people who, like, fucking abuse children, then I would probably be okay with hitting a few innocent people in there. Assuming, you know, the consequences of hitting an innocent person were their IP address gets leaked.
Yeah.
Not, they don't go to prison, they just IP address gets leaked. I'm happy with that.
Small amount of privacy leak.
Yeah, versus, like, a bunch of children being raped and shit.
Yeah.
I'll screw the innocent people in that case. Within reason.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. And so, I mean, most laws kind of act like that anyway. Like, you lose a bit of privacy when cops are doing their job.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as it's within reason. I think this was.
Yeah.
But yeah, this bug, not very interesting, I don't think, except for interesting it existed for so long. And use a virtual machine. That's what I say.
Yeah.
In fact, come hear me talk at B-Sides Wellington for more information on
Tor
and stuff.
So the reason why I got you to do that was because you can talk about it and I needed to do things.
Ominous.
Your
cake came wearing off, is it? You're like, fuck, I need a line.
No.
No. No way.
Instant replay?
That was, look, okay, lights red at now.
Oh.
Oh my god. What? Why is the audio still happening?
Oh no, that. That's just there. But don't worry, only we're hearing that. I was like, oh, that replay is broken.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I just wanted to see that number.
Sorry, what happened there was.
Oh, look at that total.
Yeah, yeah. We tore it. You opened a tab that started playing the audio, so I thought it was like looping, which was ridiculous.
That would have been a cool
anyway,
replay.
The point of the replay was. A private citizen, I'm assuming it was an unmarked car.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even watch it.
Walked through, should we go back to the replay? Went through
way
a
too far.
Red light on
didn't
the
you
bus
say
cycle.
We can do replays natively?
Yeah, I don't know how. When I was going through the OBS settings the other day, I saw one that said, like, how much cache size do you want for replays? And I figured, fuck, it must have a replay option.
You should figure it out.
Yeah.
Can people actually see our red light?
Yeah, you can. It's hard to see.
All right, it's green. I think it turned orange. No.
Nah, not yet. Not yet. Wait for it. Now.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
You can see it. It's just tough.
Yeah, and you can see red. A tiny bit of red.
Someone did say they might have a camera for us. So if that happens, then we'll have another camera.
So we're doing a live show at B-Sides?
Probably not. Right. Like, I mean, B-Sides is in Wellington. We could just do one here.
Yeah, and there's no liquor ban. There is a liquor ban area, and it's heavily enforced.
Yeah, they're not too happy about it. We could do one on stage at B-Sides. Do we know any organizers who might be able to swing us a deal?
We did get the offer.
Seriously? To do it on stage at B-Sides?
Not on stage, but we could get a space.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. The time it is as well is basically it closed on Friday. It's probably going through someone's keynote. So, hey, now we have the keynote.
Well, no matter what, we're probably not going to be at 5 on that day.
Yeah.
Because we'll be at the keynote.
If it finishes at 5, maybe we could do it at 6 and then head off to the party.
Yeah, like last time.
Yeah, but it'll be like worse because it's like the end party rather
that
than...
That was so rare.
So what?
So rough.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But dusty.
Just lying on dust.
I had to wipe the laptop down with a wet towel to get all the dust off it.
So it's not up on YouTube yet.
Oh, yeah?
We
should do that, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't
pretty
done
slack
that.
About it. Someone said they were going to write a script, but then the script, does not much.
A script does everything.
I don't even think you've committed it.
I did.
Okay. Wow. I haven't used it. I did mine manually.
I'm going to check this shit out.
You need to log in to see it. Or do you?
I don't think you do.
You don't. But come on, let's get... This is just a waste of time.
Yeah. So our next story...
Take the top one. I mean, the second to top one.
Oh, yeah. We probably should talk about this.
Yeah.
Old Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. She's a... What's she famous for? She... You know what they say? Everybody loves a good comeback story. Like, like Seabiscuit or Paris Hilton.
You see that?
Yeah, I see it. You've committed the script. I gotcha.
Yeah?
Crappy script, but I gotcha.
Does the trick.
The Paris
Hasn't
Hilton.
Done the trick in a bit. Well, it's not actually Paris Hilton. It's just the Hilton group.
Okay. Is she part of that?
I think so. I don't know.
What do you mean you think so? Isn't it like her dad or something?
Yeah, I think she's like part of it, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, we'll come back to Paris.
If you know what I mean.
So the Hilton Worldwide Group or something.
Yeah. The guys who run the Hilton Hotel.
They got hacked in like a fuckload of credit card numbers got leaked.
It's crazy. A hotel chain getting hacked and losing credit card numbers. That sounds just ridiculous to me.
And so they knew about it.
Oh, yeah?
And they just sat on it.
Yeah, well, okay, what's the alternative though?
Let people know their credit card's been...
No, but what's like... Okay, if you're a hotel...
Oh, I think there was one. Replay.
It's red. Wait, is it? I can't tell. It's too small. It's too small in that one to tell. I think it is, though. Yeah, let's increase it by one.
Should we go to our personal replay? No, that was too late. Fuck, we should go to our personal replay after we set replay.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I think we should increase it by one.
All right.
But my question is, if you are a business owner, then you have a legal responsibility to make money, rather shares and stuff. But believe me, these guys definitely have a legal responsibility to make money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
What makes them money about... telling people that their credit card was stolen.
Yeah.
They only lose money for it.
I think there was something. So they had to pay out a bunch of money to the New York City, New York State?
Weird.
One
for
of those.
This?
For this, yeah. It was kind of a bit random, like, why okay. them?
Yeah, weird.
So they had to pay out $700,000. So not really
that's
making
nothing.
Money.
That is so little money for the Hilton Group. That's
it would pay off my house.
Yeah, but, yeah,
just.
It would.
Just
your house is that expensive?
Just a bit shy.
Mine's, what's mine? Like maybe 500?
Yours is in a backward town. No,
yeah,
it's
Hamilton,
not that backward.
Yeah. Prices in Hamilton are great. If I was investing in property,
good.
I'd just do it now in Hamilton because if there ever becomes a train between Auckland and Hamilton that's decent,
yeah, it'll be
oh
good.
My goodness, it's just going to...
Whereas ours is on a random hill. Oh,
yeah.
Is this one?
Like Wellington house prices are going to go up fairly linearly, I guess, like with the rest of the country. I don't see them like spiking. Yeah. Whereas Hamilton, I can just see it spiking.
But hey, we got a house. I like it. It's a good house. Some guy walked into a pond the other week, though.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Was it dark or something?
It was dark. He knew about the pond.
Did he know where it was?
Yeah, it was actually pointed. It's pointed out to all our guests on arrival.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he knows where it is. That's different.
No one else walked into the pond.
Okay.
So there were several people at the party.
Yeah. So you would,
no one else walked into the pond.
Okay. Hey.
But this person did.
Gotcha. Someone walked into a pond.
Thanks for returning my jeans there.
No problem. Did you like them?
Haven't actually worn them yet.
Ooh, you're going to like it when you get them. Okay. Well, so anyway, the Hilton people are rich, filthy fuck, blah, blah, blah. Filthy fucking rich fuckers who have too much money and don't have to deal with consequences for their actions.
You know, I'm sick of the Hilton group. Shall we go back to Paris Hilton?
Oh, Paris Hilton, yeah.
Do you know what Paris Hilton's also famous for?
Okay, I feel like you might be not quite correct in saying that. What she's famous for...
Yeah, I suppose she's not.
I know the two things she's famous for, and believe me, mate, one of them we can't talk about on the show, and the other one is that she's a Hilton, right?
Am I thinking of someone else?
No, you're thinking of the right person. I just think she's famous for it.
Yeah, probably not famous for it.
You know what she did?
Yeah, what'd she do?
She once did call message spoofing to gain access to someone's mailbox.
What's call message spoofing?
I don't know if that's the right word. I'm just mashing words together.
Call spoofing, I think it is.
Yeah.
Message, caller ID spoofing.
She's actually quite proficient in spoofing, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Paris, if you're listening, we're sorry.
Are we sorry? I don't know. If she's listening, like, fucking talk to us or something. That'd be cool. Right? That'd be crazy cool.
How old is she now?
I don't know. I'm pretty
probably
old.
Like 30?
Like our age? What, you reckon younger than you?
Well, I just hit 30.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a bit older than that. I forget. I bet about our age, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that's where you spoof your...
She was quite young when she first got famous, you know.
Yeah, because she was born famous, right?
Yeah. But so, like,
yeah, she was zero
when she got famous, you know.
Do you mean when she made the porn video?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I presume she was over 18. So that's all I got to go on.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Surely. Right? What? People tend to frown upon porn with under 18-year-olds.
Oh, I think it was closer to 16 or 17.
No way. That's illegal.
Yeah.
There is no way. Hold on. There is no way the Paris Hilton sex tape. Paris Hilton. Oh, this is totally going to come up with like dodgy shit if I just search. Okay, hang on. This just seems ridiculous to me. Yeah, she's actually a businesswoman. Supposedly, I have heard she's actually like a really shrewd business person.
Shrewd?
Yeah, like she's actually smart. 2003, leaked public. We could probably work it out based on how old she was.
So 2003, that says. Go back.
Yeah, okay. So 2003 it was released and she was born in 1981. Yeah, she's way old, dude.
36, yeah.
What year? Fucking, I don't... Whatever, the point is she was definitely over 18. It'd be crazy if she was under 18.
Fair enough. Anyway, so she did this caller ID spoofing.
Yeah, let's see if it's on her thing. Caller...
Just search voicemail, maybe.
Voice. Okay, it's not on here, which makes me, like, nervous. Okay, hang on. One second.
No, you found it the other day. Oh, yeah, I think it's on the main...
Yeah, so this is Wired from 2006.
Yeah, it's on the main...
Paris Hilton got caught using caller ID spoofing service to hack into someone else's email.
According to spoof card.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's on the main wiki page for this.
Have you guys heard of the company 2Degrees?
2Degrees? Who's 2Degrees?
They're a company. New Zealand? New Zealand company. Who provide cellular telephone services. Similar to such other companies as Spark in here, or Optus in Australia, or Vodafone globally,
everywhere.
Nationally. Yeah.
Vodafone's big, isn't it?
Yeah, they're fucking horrible.
Just
wow.
Just everywhere.
A piece of shit company. Like, I mean, probably not morally, I don't
know. There's Telstra in Australia, but there's not a Telstra here, but there was Telstra for internet here.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
How come Telstra didn't get into the...
Telstra is their national provider, like the equivalent of our Telecom, I believe.
Right. Spark now. Telecom was a weird name for a telco.
That's because it wasn't a telco originally.
Yeah.
It was a government department or whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. The history of telcos is a little... just messed up, right? It's messed up in like every country, or at least Australia and New Zealand. Anyway, caller ID spoofing, 2Degrees, I think you see where we're going with this.
I'm not sure we do.
If you have used 2Degrees before and you have voicemail, well, I'm sorry to say, someone might have just read your voicemail. So, pretty simple. This is the Elite Ode we're dropping.
They don't have it anymore, though, so it's not really
It has been
Ode.
Patched. Well, they've told us it's patched anyway. They said it was an issue, which it was an issue.
Misconfiguration issue.
It's a pretty big misconfiguration issue. Spoof your caller ID number, gain access to someone's voicemail. That's pretty bad, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, 2 degrees, that's...
Just on how we tested, that was... Oh, no, that's nothing. We called Stephen's phone,
Which we have access to. Like we didn't break the law here. We have legal access to check the voicemail.
Like we said the other week, technically we're using Chrome at the moment. We're breaking the law.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, but we used all our own devices, own phone numbers, own accounts.
Yeah.
So we called Stephen, left a voicemail, and we tried various numbers to try and call them. All the time, we got asked for a PIN.
Yeah,
except from Stephen's phone.
Yeah, from iPhone you don't.
Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But then we used a service. I think it was actually Spoof Card, which is the same thing that was reporting on the Paris Hilton thing.
They've been around for a while.
So we used them and put in Stephen's number.
As the spoof number.
And then called the voicemail number. Then it was like, okay, call this number in Australia because that's their closest.
Yeah.
Point of presence, I guess.
Yeah, this is Spoof Card's point of presence.
So we called that number, and we got into Stephen's voicemail.
Bam! No authentication required.
I was like, did that just work?
Yeah, it was one of those things.
We were actually calling from Stephen's phone, so we were like, is that right? So we called from another person's phone to the same Australian number, and it still worked. And we're like, okay.
Yeah. So this is a bug that's been around, for how many years now?
Well, I think we had that.
Since inception.
Yeah, history first done in 2006.
2006. That's maybe not when it was first done, but 2004 was pretty much the first time it happened. Our first service that got launched to do it.
Yeah, first service.
In 2006, Paris Hilton got... to be fair, it says she got accused of doing it, not that she did it.
I mean, quite a lot of celebrities have done it.
This is the News of the World story from... Whenever that was.
Yeah, I can't remember.
In UK tabloids, they were doing this as well. I just can't believe that it exists. It's crazy.
It sounds like a very short-lived issue. So we called up 2 degrees that day. We've got contacts. And
well, you make it sound so fancy. We've got contacts. Yes, sir. We have the customer service number for 2 degrees. So pretty good. We also
was it 222?
Have email addresses for people who work at 2 degrees. We're pretty exclusive here, you could say.
No, I called up someone and they were like,
yeah.
They were in a meeting and they just replied.
How did you get this number?
Who's this? And I'm like, oh, it's you here from blah. And like, I got your number through blah. And they're like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'll give you a call in like half an hour. Hour and a half later, he gives me a call. And I let him know what the issue was. And he was like, oh, shit, yeah. Can you flick us an email with this? And I was like, yeah, sure. What email should I send it to? And he's like, oh, we've got a GPG key. I'll send that.
I feel like you're giving so many excessive details that don't help the story here.
My point is, they have a GPG key that you can send stuff to.
Which is good, as they should. I'm surprised, but it's good.
Not many places do.
Yeah.
I think that was the whole point of that rant.
Gotcha. Okay, so that was the point. They had a GPG key. Yeah. I don't know. Bug, once again, not interesting, but just crazy that it exists.
I do wonder how quickly they fixed it. So we didn't actually follow up with them.
Until yesterday or whatever.
Last week, I think.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh yeah, that's been fixed. Yep. But we reported it a bit shy of 2 months ago.
I reckon they would have patched it pretty quick. That's a pretty major bug.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And if it's just a misconfiguration issue, then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Good bug anyway.
Yeah.
Great segue as well.
That was a sick Ode. Oh, yeah. It
is
was
a great
quite
Ode.
Good that Hilton
imagine if,
lost 700,000.
Imagine if we had gone to stuff or something instead. Imagine the shitstorm.
That would be immoral, though. And you know my
thoughts
on morality.
Yeah, they're dumb. Rude. I don't actually know what your thoughts are on morality.
I suppose you don't. I don't talk about them.
Good. But... No, I'm not saying we should have done it. I'm just saying, imagine if we had done it.
Yeah, it still probably would have been fixed about the same speed.
Yeah, but can you imagine the news?
Oh, yeah, the news would have been
anyone on 2 degrees can have their voicemail read. You know who uses 2 degrees? I'm not sure, but maybe the police do. Eh? Yeah.
Yeah, potentially.
I don't know, but maybe the 2 degrees CEOs use it.
Oh, it was on the business line, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Which doesn't make a difference. It just, that was.
Yeah, like it was just the business number you call, but any number could do it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, anyway,
we did the responsible thing.
Oh, we did do the responsible thing, yeah.
So we got the Twilio thing.
Yeah, so this is an interesting. I don't know if it's interesting. I don't think this is interesting, actually.
Well, a lot of people do similar stuff. I mean, it's.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
So this was a bunch of people, including AT&T, bundled their Twilio API keys into their app, which they then released to either iPhone or Android store. Don't do that if you're someone who writes apps. That's what we call in the industry dumb.
Yeah, I think that's actually what we write in our reports.
Yeah.
D-U-M. We just don't even put in the B. It's too much effort to...
Depending on what keys you put in, the risk ranges from like impact critical to impact embarrassing. that depends, but it's always
dumb. AT&T, they've got money.
Yeah. But anyway, so with these Twilio API keys, you can then like log into the, not log in, but you know, make calls to the Twilio account, which then gives you like full access to their account. So you can see who they've been sending messages to, what it's been, send spoof messages.
All right. So it was like a full admin API key?
Yeah, that was what it seemed like. I was just talking to someone about it. Seemed pretty hardcore, buddy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know. But this is, once again, like any other thing, this is one of those times where it's like the app developer's fault and it's really common and it's really simple to fuck it up and I don't know.
Yeah, it's like if you just search GitHub for private key and the results are not zero.
And it, like, could Google fix it? Ugh, maybe.
Yeah, you probably could fix it if you like automatically scan new packages or stuff like that.
But I think I know what would happen. It would have to be bypassable because false positives.
Yeah.
So they would have sent an email to the AT&T desk saying, hey, it looks like you've got Twilio auth keys in here. Are you sure you want that? And they would have said, yeah. That's why they're in there.
Yeah.
So we can use Twilio, bro. So I don't know. Like, I think Google could help, but they can't do much. Can Twilio fix it? Maybe. So Twilio actually might be in a better position to fix this. So you know what AWS did where they search GitHub for
any
AWS keys.
Yeah.
They find and they shut your account down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not banned, but yeah, they disabled it.
Disabled it, yeah.
Until you got in touch or something.
So maybe Twilio can do that. And I wouldn't be surprised if AWS was doing it on the App Store as well.
It's interesting, though, because would people actually go to the effort of like downloading APKs and decompiling an equivalent on Apple?
On Apple? You can't do it on Apple, I don't think.
Oh, you can do something, can't you?
You need to load it into a running file.
Yeah, you install it into something, then it's jailbroken and you can get it out.
I mean,
would people go to that effort or would they just do a GitHub search?
I mean, GitHub search is, I see what you're saying. Maybe this is a service that Google and Apple could offer where it'd be kind of abusable.
Search our APKs for fucking rain.
I don't know if it would be abusable. It might be okay, actually, right?
I mean, you can just get APKs and decompile them.
Yeah, on Android you definitely can. I don't know. And it seems like they'd have to be implemented well, but...
So you wouldn't be able to get, like, paid ones?
Well, no, if you just said... If you just did a search and it just told you yes or no and you couldn't use it to reconstruct stuff.
Yeah.
We'll set up a subscription. Like, all Twilio needs to do is search for... because it's tough. It's tough.
Because, they would either be searching explicitly for certain types of keys or just having a free-form text to, like, search for this text.
Yeah, who knows?
And that's bad.
I do think they could work something out.
Because then I can just search for, like, lots of different things and
work
find
out.
I can find out secrets.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. But finding out secrets of APKs that are already published is not very good.
Yeah, but what if they cost money?
Yeah, find out the free secrets.
I know.
I gotcha.
I'm not sure it's Google's place to do this.
I
think
it is.
Just the app developers.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, at a certain point, we got to try and find things that help.
You know?
Like, everyone makes mistakes. I just think there probably is something that could be done to help. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to think about. And if I worked at Google, I would, I'd look at incidents like this and say, okay, what can we do? Speaking of Google and just being retarded... did you see there was a bunch of versions of like WhatsApp on the store? One of the fake ones had been downloaded a million times or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Android, like, it's just one of those things where if you love someone, if there's someone in your life you love, family, friends, anything like that, don't get them an Android. It's just the worst idea in the world. They're going to get hacked so bad. Like, as a technical person, it's already hard enough to try and deal with, like, Android security problems.
So would you recommend iPhone? Or would you just recommend nothing?
iPhone, because you can't recommend nothing. Recommend nothing is recommending worse things, right? It's like, if you tell people advice that doesn't help them, then you make the situation worse, right? So definitely iPhone.
Yeah, fair enough.
For the average person, iPhone is just infinitely better. Like, as a technical person, we can probably make Android work. I run Android, but I wouldn't ever recommend it to someone the average person.
Fair enough. Just trying to...
Okay, the pwn to own things here. It was interesting this year. Do you know the Pixel wasn't hacked?
Oh, do you know the Pixel... the latest Pixel was also shipped without an operating system.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that's why they didn't hack it. So this year, point to own, Pixel wasn't hacked. I think their S8 or something was completely owned. I think someone did a full thing on iPhone as well. It's pretty good. I don't know. I haven't actually looked. Like, they don't release the technical details, so I don't like following point to own because it's basically like... I don't know.
Yeah, they're just like, these people are being hacked. Come up with it.
Yeah, it doesn't really tell you anything. It doesn't tell you what's safe or unsafe. It doesn't tell you about interesting bugs.
So the thing I read was, like, there was a fuckload in iPhone as well as Android.
There definitely is, yeah.
In both, they're both fucked. I guess that's my point.
Hang on. The App Store is really easy to download malicious apps that hack you, and you're like, they're both fucked because they have bugs?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think that's a bad hot take here, Hugh. That is a very bad hot take.
Fair enough. Someone said the boat factor. Wait, do we need a refresh? This?
I don't know. The boat factor. Besides, we could do the boat factor, actually.
We could.
You just hit it. You didn't refresh it.
I think we need to do that. Yeah, that's right.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, the boat factor. We might do it. Pretty good. Dun, dun, dun. You've broken it all, Hugh. You've broken it. We're almost done anyway. What are we looking at? Yeah, we're pretty much done. Do we got any more news you want to talk about?
I
think that's everything, actually. We got through everything today.
Yeah. Good timing. Yeah. Well, we got the chat working finally.
Twitch chat dies all the time. It's actually the worst.
Yeah, boat factor would be good.
Yeah.
It was actually suggested.
Yeah. We could do it during the day at B-Sides, actually, and then we might be able to get some speakers on, because if we... Oh, wait, you're not allowed on the boat.
I might be allowed on the boat.
What do you mean you might?
If I'm doing the bus factor, or the boat factor.
I think some of the organisers might have a problem with you on the boat.
The ones here, or the ones elsewhere?
Who knows? Book in the los dos.
Nah. I don't know why I clicked that.
Yeah, we'll see anyway. If we do it at the boat, we'll probably grab some of you delicious speakers to help speak, VIP people.
And apologies for the chat. If people were, like, just chatting at us all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, our chat has been fucked the whole talk.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, could have told us.
Sorry, yeah.
Not sure.
No, they couldn't have told us.
Not sure how.
We didn't have chat working. Hang on. Someone's talking about the boat. But
yeah, we can see.
Okay. We're allowed to do it. Okay, we're allowed to do it on the boat. That's good. Yeah, boy. You actually weren't first, Pepe. Liam was first. I'm sorry. Tell you what, message me on IRC if you had something interesting to say in the chat. Otherwise.
Oh,
sorry.
We're just going to have to, like, watch the Twitch version to work out what was in the chat.
Yeah, annoying.
I thought you said that it did the thing.
Huh?
Oh, no. In the replay, we can see all the history.
Yeah,
from
that's what happens. Yeah. When you replay it, you can see
change
the,
that. That's only new, though.
Yeah, boy, definitely, Liam. You got to pick a hot take for us, though. You got to get something edgy that you can talk about.
Like, we just dropped
O-Day.
Sick O-Day.
We didn't drop O-Day. We dropped probably month old day.
Yeah.
And it's patched, so it's not even anything day,
but
really.
It's still good. It's good.
It is fucking, it's a great bug, yeah.
If there was O-Day, how big do you think it would be?
Absolutely massive, bruv.
Compared to, say, massive, MSD kiosk.
Oh, yeah, compared to MSD kiosk, I'd say this is bigger. Yeah. accessing anyone on 2degrees' voicemail. That's bigger than MSD kiosk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
But would it, if we didn't go to the, if we just dropped it here, it wouldn't pick up mainstream.
What are you trying to say?
To the best of my knowledge, no one from the mainstream media currently listens to the Bus Factor. So that's what I'm saying.
But we tweeted it, StuffNZ.
Yeah, maybe. They could be listening. Okay, we're ready to finish it up for today anyway.
Tomorrow we'll just see. We found this really random podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week anyway. We're both here next week. I'm here next week, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know yet?
Yeah, I don't actually know. I can check momentarily.
Yeah.
Disclose something. Yeah, maybe. Oh, I'm at Toastmaster. I don't know when I'm going. I think I'm just going up the day.
Yeah, well, we might see you then.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll grab someone else to fill in. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Bus Factor, brought to you our lovely sponsors at Patreon.
Yeah.
We do guarantee a bus will go past for every sponsors, because, you know, who knows, in the future there might be more than one. We do guarantee a bus goes past for every sponsor on Patreon. So
seriously, consider it, because we only have one Patreon.
We do have one Patreon, and we've got enough gear apart from a video camera.
Because we actually spent, how long did we spend getting the Patreon up?
Oh, like 10 minutes once we actually did it. But
oh, yeah, but we'd like fuck around for months.
We definitely need a new laptop. We need a new camera. But our audio setup is ace as it were. Yeah, we could improve it, but it's pretty ace as it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see ya. And
see
thanks
you next week
for PLO for the music.
Yeah. Catch you next time.